So let's review. The Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis concluded with Ira Dam HaPar L'Tech Dam HaSar V'Nosen Es HaMoli Bereken. After sprinkling the Dam HaPar V'Dam HaSar toward the Pareches and the Heichal, the two bloods were mixed together and then applied to the Mizbeach HaZav, also known as the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the inner Mizbeach in the Heichal. As the Mishnah here on Amud Beis describes in detail, the blood was first applied to the four corners of the Mizbeach HaZav and then sprinkled on the top of the Mizbeach. The Gemara cites a machlekes. Rabbi Yeshia and our Mishnah hold Ma'arvan Lekronis. The Dam HaPar V'Dam HaSar were first mixed and then applied to the four corners, and Rabbi Yenison holds Ein Ma'arvan Lekronis. The Dam HaPar V'Dam HaSar are not mixed before being applied to the corners, rather, each is applied to the corners separately and only then mixed and sprinkled on top of the Mizbeach HaZav as one mixture. Our Mishnah had mentioned that after pouring the Dam HaPar into the bowl of the Dam HaSar, the Nosen Es HaMoli Bereken, which actually means Ira Mizrik Moli L'Tech Mizrik Reken, that he poured the mixed blood, which is now in the bowl of the Dam HaSar, back into the empty bowl of the Dam HaPar, Kedei La'arven Yofa Yofa, so that the blood would be mixed well. However, since it could also be understood as Hayshiv Mizrik Moli L'Tech Mizrik Reken, that he placed the smaller full bowl of the Dam HaSar, which now contained all the blood, into the larger empty bowl of the Dam HaPar, Rami Bachama posed the following question. Hiniach mizrik b'teich mizrik v'kibul b'yas adam mahu. If one put one bowl into another and received the blood into the inner bowl, does this pose a chatzitza, an interposition, since the kohen is not holding the bowl that contains the blood and min b'mini chaitzitz? Even though the two bowls are the same material, it's considered chatzitza, or min b'mini in a chaitzitz. Since they are both of the same material, it's not considered chatzitza. Ikeda adami, hachi b'yimine. Derech shiris pekach, oy ein derech shiris. Some say that the question was whether having one kli inside another is considered derech shiris or not, and proof is brought from the pasuk as kol kli hasharis asher yashasu b'makodesh, where the pasuk intimates shnei kelim v'shiris echas, that this would be considered derech shiris and thus a valid way of performing the avodah. Rami Bachama asked further, hiniach siv b'teich hamizruk v'kibul b'yasadam ma'ahu. What is the law if fibers were in the bowl when the kohen was mekabel adam? Does this constitute a chatzitza or not? The Gemara tries to bring an answer from a case of mechatas, which was collected in the kli with a sponge in the kli. The water in the kli must also obviously be without a chatzitza, and obviously the water that has been absorbed by the sponge is not fit for mechatas. The Mishnah in Parah, however, teaches that one may use the water in the kli that is above the sponge, as the sponge does not pose a chatzitza. The Gemara does not accept that, though, saying that water is a thinner fluid than blood, which is considered to make contact with the kli, while blood, which is thicker, may not be considered to have contact with the kli through the fiber, and thus we cannot compare our case to the Mishnah in Parah. Zok the Mishnah. V'yotzei el mizbeach asher lefnei Hashem, ze mizbeach hazav. The Kohen Gadol now approaches the mizbeach hazav, where he applies the blood mixture on all four corners of the mizbeach. Hischil mechate b'yared, in a downward motion, not upward, because then the blood would run down his hand and arm and soil his clothes. The Gemara clarifies that when the pasuk says v'yatza, he goes out, it is referring to moving from lefnim in the mizbeach, between the pareches and the mizbeach hazav, to chutz l'mizbeach, between the mizbeach and the entrance to the heichal. Another source for this change of position is the continuation of this pasuk. El ha-mizbeach asher lefnei Hashem, Mizbeach lefnei Hashem ve'ein kohen lefnei Hashem. The Mizbeach must be before the Pareches. The Gemara now brings a machlokes of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yitzchak Lili regarding the sequence of the sprinkling of the blood on Mizbeach Hazav. Rabbi Akiva, who holds that the Pareches of the Kodesh Kodeshim opens to Darim, and that is where the kohen exits the Kodesh Kodeshim, holds that the kohen proceeds to the Darim Mizrach corner of the Mizbeach and applies the blood there first, making his way clockwise around the Mizbeach to the left, applying on each corner in succession. Yitzchak Lili holds that the Kohen exits to Tzafen, and so proceeds to the Tzafen Mizrach corner of the Mizbeach, making his way around to the right counterclockwise. Each one holds that the Kohen goes to one of the Mizrach corners further away from the Kodesh HaKodeshim to fulfill the pasuk of V'yotze El HaMizbeach. However, Yitzchak Lili holds that the Kohen travels around the Mizbeach to the right, counterclockwise, just as in the avodah of the Mizbeach, ha'oilin, the Azara, as we know, that kol pina sh'atapoina lo yu el elo liyimin, because Yalfinun Pnim Mechutz, we compare the inner avoda to the outer avoda. Rabbi Kiva holds, Lo Yalfinun Pnim Mechutz, we do not necessarily compare the inner avoda to the outer avoda. Furthermore, upon exiting the Kodesh Kodeshim, the first corner that the Kohen comes to, according to Rabbi Kiva, is the Darim Mairiv corner. We bypass this corner to fulfill the mitzvah of V'yotze El Mizbeach, although we normally hold Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. However, after we have fulfilled the mitzvah of V'yotze by applying the blood to the Darim Mizrach corner, certainly we should go back to the corner which should have been treated first, and then continue from there around the Mizbeach.